Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Leanne Perello. Hello, Leanne.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Hey, Leanne, guess what?
It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time. All right. I don't think there's a place in the state of Missouri that does Christmas any better than Jefferson City. What do you think?
I would agree. I've lived in a lot of different states, a lot of different towns, and found my home here. And yeah, Christmas is my favorite time of year. So I am so excited that Jefferson City just really goes all out for it.
You know, Hallmark has nothing on us. Those Hallmark movies, I swear to God, they could come here every day.
And they would love it. Yes. Love it. Exactly. We just need some snow. I'm from Colorado. So that's all I think we need for, I know, everyone in Missouri, when I bring up snow, they just look at me. But to me, that completes a white Christmas.
Well, so. Certainly one of the special things about this Christmas season are the events that are held throughout that holiday season. So for instance, we've got the mayor's Christmas tree lighting coming up very soon. And the Parks Department, of which your cultural arts specialist there is deeply involved.
Very much so. Yep.
And where's it going to be and when is it going to be?
So the mayor's Christmas tree is actually coming up this Thursday. And so it's December 1st from 5:30 to 7:30. We light the tree at 6:30. Parks and Rec have been always doing it. This is my fifth year on the project. The theme is a Carrie's Hallmark because this is our mayor's last year. Yep. And so that kind of brings that Hallmark Christmas love back to Jefferson City. So that'll be a really fun time. But this Thursday, December 1st from 5:30 to 7:30 on Bolivar Street.
Okay.
So for the mayor's Christmas tree.
Rotary Park, right there behind the Secretary of State's offices. In case you catch this podcast after the lighting, you certainly want to swing by there because it's going to be a magical tree, I understand.
Yep, very magical, and it stays lit till after the new year. Go down, check it out. The theme is a Carrie's Hallmark, and it's beautiful, and a lot of families here in Jefferson City take their photos, you know, throughout the December months there, so definitely just go check it out.
All right, so another big tradition in the capital city is Living Windows, which is coming up Friday.
Yep.
The windows of the businesses downtown magically come alive.
Oh, yeah, they go all out.
We talked about that in our last podcast. And we'll have links to the downtown's plans for that. As we try to help you get in that holiday spirit, we want to mention that, certainly, that's coming up. One of the newer traditions that has been created is Porch Festmas.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about the history of Porch Festmas.
Yeah, I'm excited about Porch Festmas. For those who have not heard of our regular event, which is called Porch Fest, Porch Fest JCMO started about, I think almost 5 years ago now, and it's basically a cultural arts festival that goes from neighborhood to neighborhood to bring light to different areas of town and gets the community really involved. Musicians line the streets up on all the porches. We usually have crafts and different artists performing. So every type of art form you'll find at our main Porch Fest JCMO event. And that happens in the spring and the fall. This event has grown so much that we've just really fell in love with it. But we also realized that because Jefferson City is so big into Christmas spirit, we really wanted to kind of piggyback onto that and bring Porch Fest more to the areas that maybe we couldn't do the big events and do something a little bit smaller, condensed version. And so that's kind of where Porch Festmas was born. We took the two big events we do every year and condensed it down into this really small holiday cheerful one that we can really essentially go into any neighborhood, which is exactly why we wanted something a little bit smaller, just for the fact that we can travel. The date for this first time Porch Festmas is Sunday, December 11th, and it's from 4 to 7 p.m. We're doing it a little bit later in the evening. Our normal events are always 1 to 4, so we want to make sure, you know, that people know that this one is later in the evening to accommodate Christmas lights. We want people to drive around and look at the Christmas lights, come to our event, see some music, meet the musicians, see some Christmas lights, and then continue on your journey and continue going out throughout the community looking at lights.
All right, and so it's going to be in the Forest Hill area.
Yep, so Forest Hill is one of our main streets that we use with our bigger event. We wanted to stick with one of these main streets for this smaller condensed one just because we know the neighborhood so well. So that's why our first time we chose just to go ahead and do it on Forest Hill. Two of our organizers live on that street and the community is, you know, have adopted Porch Fest in that neighborhood. So it worked out really well for our first one. And then going forward, word. We really hope that we can do it in other neighborhoods, as well as we want to do it in multiple neighborhoods at the same time. And so, you know, you'll see this Porch Festmas kind of grow on its own to be, yes, the same vibe and feel as the normal Porch Fest, but really just holiday spirit that's going to travel around.
Yeah, because every neighborhood, if you've driven around Jeff City, I mean, it's a distinctive, different way to celebrate.
Definitely. And, you know, because Porch Fest, our normal event, is so popular, we really have to pick neighborhoods that back up to some of our local parks, because that's how we can, you know, work with parking and accommodations for our patrons. So with Porch Festmas being a smaller, condensed version, we really can go into any neighborhood and not have to worry about, you know, are we next to a park? Do we have enough parking? Because we're letting people know it's not as big as the normal ones. You know, parking is not going to be the same. We're not drawing thousands of people, you know, and it's kind of more of a quick event. You come in, drink some hot cocoa, listen to some music, see the lights, and then you continue on. And so it's just a little different in that aspect. But the parking really kind of ties us to our big events. But with Porch Festmas, this will allow us to go into neighborhoods that don't back up to a park.
So you mentioned music. So I'm assuming there will be one or two Christmas carols.
Oh, yeah. We let the artists know it's actually completely holiday themed. Yeah. And so different musicians will all be doing holiday music. Some will be doing blues and jazz and traditional Motown, you know. Yeah. So we have just a lot of different, but it will all be holiday music themed.
All right. Leanne, favorite Christmas carol?
Ooh, that's hard. I would have to say my favorite Christmas song, because I'm not a caroler. Okay. I'm not a singer. But I recently heard This Christmas by Don Hathaway, I believe, and I just fell in love with it. So that's my first song every year. I throw in my car and gear up to do all these Christmas events.
Okay. So beyond music, what other types of art or booths will be there?
Yeah. So we're not going to have really heavy on the vendors. We usually have a lot of vendors at our event, but because of the fact that we want to make sure it's really just themed to the holiday music and the holiday feel, we're not doing a lot of vendors. We do have a couple food vendors joining us. Salad Slingers will be there, and they will be doing a food item as well as hot cocoa and hot cider. Mm-hmm. And then JC Parks is providing a hot cocoa bar. So after you get your hot cocoa from Salad Slingers, you can dress it up with all kinds of fun sweets like different peppermints, caramel, little chocolate chips. And so that's kind of a fun aspect. And then we will have One Craft. We want something for the kids to engage in and really kind of participate. So we'll be doing ornaments. We'll have an ornament booth where kids can come up, pick a ornament, design it, decorate it, and then take it home. Other than that, we have a few visual artists doing live paintings. Same feel. We wanted them to be in that holiday spirit. And so all of our visual artists that are attending will be doing some kind of live painting of the event. So that's kind of a cool aspect other than just these booths. You know, it's just not Christmas without the big man himself. Oh, so man. Santa, Mrs. Claus, and some of their elves will be joining us for Porch Festmas. It's all about the Christmas spirit. And so we've asked Santa to come early and greet the kids. And so they'll be having a lot of fun interactions with them too. Can't be Porch Festmas without Santa.
Well,
so
clearly.
He'll be there.
Any concerns that folks need to bring with them?
Just because it's an evening event, we always like to stress that with it being in these older historic neighborhoods, you know, uneven ground, sometimes cracks in the concrete, wear good walking shoes. You know, if you want to bring glow sticks, headlamps, things like that, Christmas lights, you can. I have a, you know, an ornament necklace that lights up that I'll be wearing. So we just want people to be safe when walking around, especially with the evening. This is our first time doing an evening event. We will have lights. The street will be glowing, of course, with Christmas, but we just want people to take extra care when walking around, especially as it starts getting dark. And so we just want to really stress good walking shoes.
All right. And you have pre-ordered the snow.
Yes. I've been doing snow dances.
Okay.
We're going to pretend that it's cold, even if it's nice weather, you know, with our hot cocoa. We're not doing a lot of food trucks. We are going to have some sweet treats. I want to tell people to bring their appetite and still bring some cash, because we actually have a new Eliza's Kitchen is local, and it's a bakery. And so Eliza's Kitchen is going to be joining us with some really like decorative cookies and cinnamon rolls. And so our food options are a little bit more sugary this time. Oh. I don't know if I can honestly say we have a healthy option, but it's Christmas. So it's all about cookies and candy.
Everything's healthy.
Yes,
Christmas,
exactly.
Right? And you had me at cinnamon rolls. So,
yeah, me too. That's what I'm looking forward to the most. When she mentioned that, asked if she could bring cinnamon rolls, I said, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I said, this will be great.
So are there any other neighborhood contributions going on in that area?
Yeah, so Forest Hill, because we've been there so many times, it's really starting to grow. So actually right down the street from Forest Hill on that main intersection of Boone and West Main, that whole business corner right there has really been getting involved with us with the Porch Fest spirit. And so West Main Pizza actually has joined us with Porch Festmas. They did in our fall one too. And West Main Pizza during the event from 4 to 7 is actually taking 20% off all their Porch Fest orders. So if you go into West Main Pizza and place an order and say it's for Porch Fest, you get 20% off. And then also West Main Pizza is providing a local artist, Ray Cardwell, to do music. So West Main Pizza has been really supportive, as well as Shop Girl and Art 101. Mm-hmm. So that whole corner of businesses has really jumped on with us and really support the event. And so we're so excited that West Main Pizza for this holiday one wanted to join in and offer the community some kind of deal as well, just to celebrate with us.
Yeah. And if you haven't had West Main Pizza, I mean, it's phenomenal. Just the selections, the quality of the food is just great.
Macaroni pizza. That's what I would recommend. Come to Porch Fest, have a hot cocoa, get some snacks, and then go eat a warm, cozy macaroni pizza.
Okay. Well, and I think you make a great point. I mean, those local businesses right there on that corner, I just love how they are so involved in that neighborhood and how it benefits the neighborhood and the neighborhood benefits it.
Oh, yeah. And it's just that spirit. You know, downtown Jefferson City, where we have Living Windows and even the mayor's trees close by and all of that, they just have this huge downtown Christmas spirit. And what's so cool about Porch Festmas, especially with these local businesses taking pride in their neighborhoods, is that, you know, we basically have downtowns all over Jefferson City. And so that's what's really cool about this Porch Festmas, bringing these communities together, is we can do one on each side of town and really get those businesses to chime in. And like I said, our goal with the Porch Festmas is every year to possibly do multiple neighborhoods at once. And JC Park, since this is one of our main events, we do the Christmas light competition too. So we've talked about, you know, in the future, as this grows with the community support, that we could put artists on those houses that are on the Christmas decorating contest. So not only could the community go check out the lights, they would be greeted with some happy Christmas music when they go by too. That's us dreaming into the future. So this is really fun and exciting for us to kick off the first one.
Well, we're looking forward to it. So again, it's Sunday, December 11th from 4 to 7 p.m. in the Forest Hill Avenue area.
Yep.
And we encourage you to get out there and celebrate the holiday season.
Yeah, it's going to be, like I said, a good evening and lots of cheer and sweet treats. So just come on down and bundle warm and just be ready for holidays.
All right. Well, Leanne, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.